Big Red Bench.
It's kind of first started happening about 12 months ago before the Fitzgibbon Cup. I used to get pains in my hip, but I used to meet Declan O'Sullivan then, and he used to give me exercise, and it kind of helped it for a bit. But then after the end of the year, I played again, a few games in CIT, and I was in a bit of pain after games. So I went to Declan, and I got an MRI and an X-ray, and he fired me on into the surgeon, Declan Bowler. Yeah. So when he fired me, surgeon, then I had to get an injection, a kind of a dye injection into the hip, and another MRI, and that brought off to the cartilage tear in the hip. So I'd no real choice. I need to get the surgery.
Yeah, was there any kind of talk of maybe delaying it? Because I know you were playing Fitz with CIT last week. You scored 2-2 against Carlow IT. So was it affecting your game that much?
It was a bit, but if I didn't delay it, you could miss championship at the start of the year, in June or July. I have a 12-week recovery program now, and so I have 12 weeks without doing a whole pile. So if I delayed it any more bit, I'd still miss the league and I could miss a bit of championship, and just kind of championship you want to be around for.
Absolutely, and I suppose it must be tough as well with CIT playing UCC next Tuesday as well. That's a hard one to miss.
Yeah, it's a tough one to miss now. I'm kind of gutted about that, in fairness. But the boys will be fine. They'll have their work done cut out and they'll give it a go on it out.
Yeah, a repeat of last year's final as well, and the two Cork colleges, it's really set up to be a cracker.
Yeah, that's it, and it's Fallon and Mardyke again, and everyone will be looking forward to that, not us. After last year, CIT might think they all want to UCC, but it'll be a great game. I can't wait to see it.
And how many people would you have spoken to before you got the operation? Did you speak to Jimmy and the lads and all of that?
Yeah, I was with Jimmy and Jar, and they were kind of saying, don't worry about the league, just kind of worry, wait till, like, if you got the operation now, nearly back in April, we'll say. So April's a good old time to be, or April or May, a good old time to be coming back, because you have a month in to get into good training and back into ball game, ball work and stuff, and that'll get you going there for championship, even club championship, to get you right for club championship as well.
Disappointed to be missing the league, though?
Definitely. You learn a lot in the league, in fairness, even last year. You'd learn a good bit in the league, but it's something I just have to get over now and work on my recovery.
Yeah, just in terms of the operation, is it kind of a routine one? It's one that kind of a lot of sports people will get?
It was a keyhole surgery and a cartilage tear in my hip. Okay. And there was a bit of bone removed as well, and the ball jacket on my hip as well. So it was kind of an arm and enough procedure, in fairness, yeah.
And like you said, you're going to be out for 12 weeks, is it?
Yeah, 12 weeks recovery, starting from today onwards.
And what's the rehabilitation going to be like? Has that plan been set out for you as well?
No, there's nothing really to be set out. I'm meeting the physio now in about, I'd say, 20 minutes, and she's going to give me exercises to be doing. And that'll be a 6 weeks programme, I'd say. And then I have to meet the surgeon again, and that'll be another, I'm guessing, an X-ray and MRI again, just to see how it fared out.
Great stuff. So your target is early May, so I suppose, is that?
Early May would be the target. But I was talking to Park Metney of Watford the other night, and he got it done last year after the Fitz, and he played after 8 weeks, and he said it was the worst decision he ever made. So he said, whatever you do, leave it for the 12 weeks.
Yeah, it must be a kind of a tough one, I suppose, for any sports person with these injuries. They always want to come back and get out playing as soon as possible. But
yeah,
I suppose
that's it, yeah. When you're into playing, like, that's all you want to be doing. You don't want to be sitting down in crutches watching a match. But I just have to get over that now. And when I come back, I'm more hungry than ever just to be playing. Like.
Yeah, do you feel if you come back fully fit 100%, you can maybe take your game to the next level now in the championship?
That's something you'll have to look at. See, fitness is going to be a big thing now because I'm off for 12 weeks. Yeah. So that's going to be the first thing I'm going to have to get up. And it won't be too bad, but when you work on fitness, then you have to go straight to the hurling. And the boys are going to be in flying form, and just getting into the pace of their hurling will be tough. Like, but it's just something I'm going to have to work on, and something I'm going to have to try very hard in this year.
Have you been talking to the lads in the Cork squad? A good feeling ahead of the league next weekend?
No, I haven't been talking to any of them yet because I was stuck with CAD. Yeah. But I might call out the train there now during the week and just see how everything is going. The Big Red Bench.